Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, Chipper's here. He's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Glad to have him back. First segment, we're going to talk about his trip to Italy, and I raised this question before. If you could travel to one country right now, somebody knocks on, Dave Harrigan knocks on your door, and he has airfare and hotel, and you get to go to a country of your choice for 10 days, where are you going? Here are some of the picks so far, Chipper. Greenland. Oh, I mean, why not? Why not?
It's a great place.
Great place. It's going to be our 51st state. Mm-hmm. Or, no, I guess that'll be 52. Canada's 51.
That's right.
Ireland, Italy, Ireland, France. I'm a flight attendant. Been a lot of places. I would pick Italy. Okay. How long were you guys in Italy?
We were there 10 days, and I'm picking Italy every time. It was magical. Have you been, Chad?
Yes, once, and I'm with you 1,000%. It lived up to every speck of the hype, and I would love to go back, and I will somehow go back.
Yeah, we flew into Rome and did a couple days in Rome, did the Vatican, St. Peter's Basilica, and then the Colosseum, and those were great. I mean, you're... Mm-hmm. You know, your typical tourist things, had some great food. Actually, Chris Finch, I did a kind of a upbeat profile of him before I left, and he'd given me a recommendation for a restaurant there and did that, and it was fabulous, of course. I mean, it was but then we took the train up to Florence and spent 5 nights there, and I just love Florence.
Amazing.
I mean, it is.
Yep.
I would live there.
That was my favorite. Florence, I'm with you, right?
Yeah, it was. You could walk everywhere, and the thing we enjoyed, we did a mix of kind of organized activities, and then just wake up and go wander and see what we see. But just for food, for lunch and dinner, they have all these alleyways behind the main squares, and you could walk down a dark alley and run into two of the best restaurants that seat 15 people, get the best pasta you've ever had. So we love doing that. And the culture, the architecture, everything about it was just, it blew us away.
Well, the architecture and the history. So I went on a trip through this radio station with Colette, and we were there for 10 days, and we were all over the place. And Rome and Milan and Venice and Florence and couple other places, and it's all, I felt like there's so much history to consume. These churches and these museums and these exhibits and just places, and you're trying to remember all the stories, and they look stunning. And you're trying to see as much as you can, but not overwhelm your senses.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, okay, as a guy who loves red wine, oh, my God.
I know.
Just unbelievable. As a guy who loves pasta, unbelievable. As a person who loves to see places I never had a chance to go, the people, and again, it's not like 100% flawless, but most of the folks understand that so many people are coming there and get it and are accommodating and are interesting and fascinating, and it's amazing. It just is amazing.
It was. I mean, we did a number of activities. Like we took a pasta making class. I can't boil water at home. Like I'm a griller, but I don't cook. We took a pasta making class, and I was proud of myself. The chef thought I did a good job, and it was so much fun. Actually, there was like 20 people in there, and there was a family from Chaska that was there.
Really?
Yeah. But we did. Our favorite thing was there's a town about 20 minutes outside of Florence. And I apologize, I can't remember the name of it. Starts with an F, but it's up on the hill, so you overlook Florence. And it was just a guy who has a e-bike tour, and it has no more than four people, and it was just my wife and I because we were the only ones that signed up for that day, and there's no other bike tours around there, so it was pretty authentic. And he took us through these Tuscan villages and the countryside where the olive trees are and the wine fields, and, I mean, it was 4 hours long. We stopped at this farm that had a winery on it, and you know, you had bread and cheese and tomatoes and wine for us. I mean, it was just it was authentic. And to hear this guy,
that's it,
take us by where he grew up. He took us by the house where he grew up, where he lives in this village, and he was so just genuine and authentic and passionate talking about the history. And he took us by the author that wrote Dante's Inferno and the trilogy there, the three books. He actually lived in this village for a time. And so, you know, it was that day was just so special for us. And like, we totally recommend it to anybody who wants to go there and have something that's different than just inside Florence.
I'll give you another city, Siena. On this trip.
We went there. We did that.
Oh, my God.
We did a day trip to Siena.
It's amazing, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. It's incredible.
And it's incredible. And that town square, Chip, if you told me, either my significant other or a couple friends or something, and I can't go to the major areas, right? I can't go to Rome. I can't go to Florence or Milan. I don't want to go to Milan. I'd be broke within 2 days, so I don't want to go there.
That's right.
I mean, any money, I'm done, whatever.
Yeah.
I'd hang out in Siena for a month, and I would be content every day. And the crazy part about Siena, well, there's many parts. I mean, Dan Cook here on the staff is the Bond expert. Go watch the start of, what is it, Quantum Solace? Is that?
Quantum of Solace.
Quantum Solace. I'm sure you probably heard this, Chip. Twice a year,
in
the middle of the town square.
Yes, the horse race.
They have this horse race, and they divide the city up, I think, into
18.
Is it 18? Okay, 18 quadrants, okay. And they get supposedly 30 to 40,000 people in the town square on the ground, and then up above on the churches and these colossus buildings, another, like they're the suites, like 10,000 people. Okay. They bring each horse, all 18 horses, into this enormous church. They're blessed. Okay, they are blessed. And then this race takes place on cobblestone twice a year. And as a reminder, you are allowed to whip the other jockey and the other horses to try to win this race.
Yeah.
It is absolutely brutal. People gather for days. Then let's say it's number 14. Number 14 represents this part of Siena. All 50,000 then go to that area in Siena and have the party of the year.
Yeah. Our guide was great. Tell us, because I was like I was thinking at first, like, this was in the old days. Like, no. We do this every year.
Twice it happens.
They don't use saddles.
No.
And that's like, who does the jockey? And they say, well, a lot of times they try to find experts from outside to come in and ride the horses. But it's three laps, and she told us that the horse can win without the jockey.
Yes, that is correct.
You don't have to be still on top of the horse to win. And if your horse wins, it is a huge deal if you're one of the 18. I can't remember the name of it. It's basically like neighborhoods, but it's a special name for it. But if your horse wins, it is a bragging rights of all bragging rights in that town for the next year. And like the winning horse, like they have they have this massive party and it goes into the church. Just fast in that square. I was trying to envision it, you know, it's three laps. She told us it's three laps around there. And she said people come like weeks in advance just to make sure they're there. And I can't even imagine what the housing would go for.
So I'd love to be there. I need to have the guy who's going to let me come in like with a half hour to go for the race.
That's right.
Where's my guy Tommy Ticks who's going to have my tickets? Where's Hagen? Somehow Hagen will get his tickets. But I'd love to see. Just Google, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, the Siena, Italy horse race. It is stunning.
Yeah.
And you have to understand the history to it, the party to it. But there's certain things. Like, I went on one when I was in college with my then closest friend. We did the backpack thing. We pulled it off for $25 a day. Wasn't la-di-da in any way. We stayed at one nice place, but everything else were cheap hotels and
hostels,
right?
Yeah.
We, Chip, I forget where we started, but we went 24 hours to Madrid to see bullfight. Okay, we just decided we had to see this. And we slept in the middle of the night at these train stations. We traversed multiple countries. I thought it didn't in any way live up to it. Now, the pageantry was stunning, how people were dressed, this Colosseum. But honestly, by the time the main matador came out there, that could have been me or you, because they had like five or six of the aspiring matadors who had the tough job. Are they the picadors? Is that what they're called? That they're jamming in the cranium of the bulls. So the first guy's got to do everything. By the time the main matador comes out there, Chip, he's, you know, the music's playing.
Yeah.
But it went on over. And I found it, I'm sorry, I just found it grotesque. Whereas Italy, I thought pretty much everything lived up to the hype. I really did.
I mean, you talk about the food. I mean, I can't tell you how many great meals we had. And that's what we're saying. Like, reentry's been tough back here because I had to get used to not having wine for lunch. I kind of like their culture where you have wine for lunch. That was not bad.
Well,
I would highly recommend it to anyone. Like, put it on your bucket list.
Yes.
Take your significant other because I had high expectations going over there. And I told everybody the one word I keep using is like, it was just magical. We had the time of our life.
I agree. I'm so glad you had it. That's great to hear, folks. If you can pull it off, do it. All right, back with the Wolves, Twins, and Wild with Chipper here on CCO.
Looking for answers about someone and you've hit a dead end? There's an online tool that can help you locate almost anyone within minutes. Confidentially search millions of public records by phone number, address, name, or email to find out more information about people in your life. Go to truthfinder.com to locate almost anyone now.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Okay, let's talk about all three teams. Let's start with the Twins. Yeah, they won yesterday. But this is dreadful baseball going back to last year. Just dreadful. How long can Derek Falvey be patient? And I'm sorry, just sending Miranda down is not really that earth-shattering of a statement. He wasn't doing anything anyway. And then he acted like a numbskull and was safe and didn't pay any attention and was called out.
Yeah, it's one thing to be playing bad baseball, but it's another thing to lose your focus 2 weeks into the season. Right? You can't have that kind of mistake. That's like a mistake you see maybe in August when you're, you know, 20 games out. I don't know.
Or Little League.
Or Little League, yeah. I mean, they just can't hit. You know, the starting pitching here last week, it looks like it's given them some quality starts and give them a chance to win, but they just don't score. They got five yesterday. We'll see if they can build on that. You know, Buxton hit a couple home runs here, but they just don't have enough guys given a professional at bats. And so they've got to find a way to and it's been like this, Chad. It's been, I know that we love the home run, right? But there's just been too much feast or famine. And I know
And Rocco here and elsewhere, when it was right around, you know, the caravan and the big moves, we're going to take a different approach. We are going to not be so feast or famine. We're going to, I see no signs of that working. No. And, I mean, Correa.
I know.
Awful. Yeah. Just awful so far.
And you know, you can go up and down the lineup.
Yeah, you're right.
And so, you know, maybe, you know, I don't know. Maybe they'll a couple of guys will get hot and ignite everybody. But it's you combine the just atrocious hitting and the way the pitching started early on and just the defensive lapses. And there's just – and Rocco used the word shock on Saturday. Like, you need to shock – do something that shocks them. And then I think that he's right that – there's something missing. It's like there's a negative energy around this team and has been for a while that they need a jolt. And I don't know who gives it or how it comes or what form that looks like, but it's they need something to kind of wake them up because it's just...
Well, the normal jolts we know are what? You make a major trade.
Yeah, or you're fired.
Or you fire somebody, right?
Yeah.
And he is, and again, no matter if you're the manager... In any town for a sustained period of time, you're going to get criticism. The smart baseball people I talk to think very highly of him. And I am absolutely not calling for it, but there have been smart baseball people fired before over and over again. And I personally, do I think it's too soon? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's not too soon to say, okay, they finished 12-27. Now you're 5-11. We can do some math here. You're 17-38. That's gross.
it's and this was when you take into account the way they collapsed last year, the epic collapse, right? Historic collapse, and then everything going on with the ownership sale and that falling through and not being as expedited as people would want. The last thing that this team could afford to do is get off to a really bad start, and here they are. Like. You're seeing it in attendance, right? All those
terrible
empty seats.
Yep.
We can't just blame it on weather.
No.
You can't just say it's
get
cold this April. You can't do that. That's excuse making. I think fans are saying we're not buying it.
Nope,
you know,
they're not.
Whether it's the ownership or the product, they're not going to buy it.
Billy Guerin is on this show every other week, sometimes a little bit more during the season. When I asked him about the kid defenseman a couple weeks ago, I said, well, does he just play in regular season? And then you sit him off to the side, and Dave, you'll remember this. He goes, why would we do that? Why would we do that? I mean, it was like he was almost insulted that I said to him, no, he's going to play, and I'm sure he's going to play in the playoffs, right? And that was before they suffered the injury. So this is no surprise that Zeev, if everybody stayed healthy, was going to play because Guerin was just like, no, these guys are just different. And, I mean, what did he play in that last game? Did he play
51 minutes or something?
51 minutes? I mean, I know it went overtime, but that's craziness. And I know they came back the other day and they had the high-scoring game. I don't see how you realistically can have a lot of faith in what they're going to do against the better teams unless you just think they're – They're obviously way better when they get their two best players back.
That's it, yeah.
You know, but they need other guys to stop playing like they've played the last couple months, because they no-showed against Calgary in a game that everyone was looking forward to as like this highly, highly anticipated game. And they got boat raced by a team that might not make the playoffs.
Yeah, it's and I was out there earlier this morning for Zeev. He did his first practice, and I think he was on kind of cloud nine today. And he said he feels good physically after that Frozen Four. But so I assume he's in the lineup tomorrow night.
John,
I would say it, so I have to imagine he's going to play. But yeah, it's so weird because I remember going out early in the season watching him. You're like, man, this team is really fun and exciting, and the way they play. We weren't talking about Parisi Suter buyouts, even though that's still there. We weren't talking about any of that stuff. And then the injuries hit, and we hate talking about injuries as excuses, but it just totally disrupted this entire season. So I don't know what to make of this team going in. Obviously, having 97 back, you have a superstar, you have a chance, right? But it's like anything in the playoffs. What does it come down to? Goaltending.
Yeah.
Can Gus...
Well, and also these guys scoring. How many times have we sat here, or has anybody sat here during kind of the, even go back to the Parisi Suter and now in Guerin's run of, wow, goaltender played well, but they couldn't score goals. Goaltender played well, but couldn't score goals. You know, and so, I mean, yeah, when Eck all of a sudden scores four goals the first game, and I mean, to me, he's by far their second best player. I get out of here with Boldy. He's their guy. I actually like Brodin better than I like Boldy myself. So you're without the three best players. But then now Spurgeon's hurt. Does Middleton come back? And can they all snap their fingers and they're that team that was as good as any in the first 2 months? That just doesn't happen that often.
Yeah, you don't think you just flip a switch and once everybody's back, you got to have that chemistry and all that. Now, Spurgeon... Hindsight today that Spurgeon might play tomorrow. Middleton skated today. They were going to see how he felt afterwards to kind of gauge where he's at. But at least you're, closer to whole now.
Yeah,
so
sure.
It gives you a chance, right? And so, you feel better about where they are with Kirill and at coming back. And so, but again, it's not like even if you're all healthy, you got to have kind of your game in the right place. And I don't know where they're at right now, but it is, can't complain about it. Just have to try to find their game and get to where they were early in the season as fast as they can.
Now the Wolves. So they had some bizarre losses, but of late they wanted a high level. They really did. And they avoided, the playing games, which is something you should absolutely try to do. But if I was to rank the teams I would not want the Wolves to play, unless I was betting on them, I'd put Oklahoma City 1, and I'd put the Lakers 2. I really would. And I know, like Jim Pete was saying it to me off air again the other day and last week, that he likes how the Wolves match up against Oklahoma City even better than Lakers. Oklahoma City's been amazing all year. I just look at the size and the intelligence of Luka and LeBron. And Luka and LeBron and slowing it down and isolating guys. That, I think, is very concerning. Now, the Lakers don't have a soul to guard Ant unless they bring Vando in the game. And then when they bring Vando in the game, he shoots about as well as the two of us. Can Rudy play a ton against a team that really doesn't play a center? Because Gobert was, without a shred of doubt, the last 6 weeks, their second best player behind Ant. The Wolves have a lot of guys who played well late. I mean, Ant, Gobert, DiVincenzo, Conley, Nas. Nas played better last year.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying the Lakers are invincible. Man, you got to play a great team sometime. I would have preferred a couple of the great teams before the Lakers myself.
Yeah, because you got two superstars, right? And the thing about Luka is he can control the game with however he wants to play it, with the pace and with just what they have to do this year that they didn't do in the Western Conference Final. They have to make him play defense.
He can't just ISO him incessantly.
Yeah, he just sat in the lane and let Jaden shoot corner threes.
Correct.
And hope that he missed them. And, like, that can't happen again. And I think Jane being where he is this year versus last year, I think that is a bonus. And I agree with Nas. I think in X Factors, they need to get Nas to be back to where he was when he's playing well and making threes and giving him that really that scoring punch with that second wave. And so I think he's a big X Factor. But you're right when you're talking about matchups. This is a fascinating series, I think, in terms of matchup. Who guards who? How do you, how do you deploy Rudy?
Rudy and I'll give you Conley, too. Like, Rudy for sure. So is Rudy just going to guard Rui Hachimura? I mean, Jackson Hayes starts, he barely plays, he's irrelevant. Then Conley. Does Conley match up with Austin Reeves, who's turned into just a star this year?
Yeah, that's not a good
And how about Jaden? I'm just assuming I'm sitting there Saturday night and Jaden 4 minutes in the game has two fouls. You know, can he avoid foul trouble here in the playoffs?
He draws Luka. And I was talking to Mike Graham, my colleague, today about this. Does Clark get more run this to try to go on Luka some, so you don't have to put Ant on him?
I just don't know. Big Luka is a big man. By the way, how is Ant defensive? I mean, are we going to watch Ant guarding LeBron? And again, Ant can be the best player in this series. He really can. And again, he can come up with a few of his dumb, inexplicable technical fouls now because he's got a little bit of time. Every year he's been in the playoffs, he's played better. If they're going to win, he has to be the best player in the series. He really does.
Yeah,
with those two guys in the series, by the way. Those other guys are pretty good.
Well, that's it. And I'm going to write about this later this week. But I think this is going to be a test of their emotional maturity because guess what? There's going to be some calls that go LeBron and Luka's way. It's just going to happen.
Really good point.
You can't get sidetracked and fall apart because of that. You can't let that, make you come unglued and you lose focus of what you're trying to do because it's just going to happen. You know it going in. And so this is going to be a real test of their emotional intelligence and not have, those outbursts or whatever that disrupt you or take you away from your own game. So I'm fascinated to see how that plays out too.
I'm glad you had an amazing time. Cherish those memories. We'll look forward to chatting with you. Enjoy the week. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, brother. We'll see you.
Chip Scoggins, Star Tribune here on WCCO.